For years, researchers at Carnegie Mellon University experimented with a snake-like robot that could crawl through pipes and climb up trees. Gradually, the robot evolved into motorized modules, each with its own processor, that can be assembled in various configurations, such as this six-legged insect-like machine they call the Snake Monster. Howie Chossett is a professor at the Carnegie Mellon Robotics Institute.
We're able to put the modules together as easy as Lego, but there's a lot going on underneath the hood to allow that to happen.
What happens under the hood is the most interesting part. The modules are able to communicate with each other in order to coordinate the robot's movements. And modules with wheels instead of feet allow the robot to move faster on smooth surfaces. Modules may also be equipped with a camera that can survey the surroundings. Another feature is a so-called master and slave system, through which an operator can manipulate a robotic twin, remotely controlling it and even feeling the resistance it encounters. Chossett says the robot is ready for real-life testing.
That robot is field deployable. You can take that robot, throw it around, it's robust. You can kick it, and it's still going to work.
Modular robotic arms can be programmed for various tasks, including feeding handicapped persons. Researchers are already working on other modular attachments, such as force-sensing feet or tank-like tracks that will allow customizing robots for even more tasks. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.